Over the weekend, Red Sox slugger David Ortiz did something that very few Major League Baseball players have managed to do. It came in the fifth inning of a game against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Ortiz to right field. Back goes Souza. Looking up. It is gone! David Ortiz, the newest member of the 500 Club. Big Poppy, the greatest clutch hitter in Red Sox history, adds to his resume with number 500.
Number 500. He's one of just 27 Major League players in history, and the fourth Boston Red Sox player to hit 500 home runs. And we're joined now by our friend and sports writer Glenn Stout, who joins us on the phone. And Glenn, I just feel like we've got to sort of acknowledge this moment. Put this in perspective. How big a deal is this?
Well, it's a pretty big deal. I mean, it's not easy to hit 500 home runs. There's a reason why it doesn't happen very often. And it speaks to two things. It doesn't just speak to talent, but it also speaks to longevity. And, you know, and that's something that Ortiz, who actually got quite a late start as a premier slugger, you really have to give him credit for, you know, essentially starting his career at about age 27 and still reaching that milestone.
And still reaching that milestone. He's age 40 or 40-ish, I guess, and apparently still has a very quick hands, quick bat, and good eyes.
Yeah, I mean, he's settled in at DH. He really needs to do just one thing. And, you know, he continues to do that one thing, you know, very, very well.
Well, speaking of that, so there's been debate over the years about, because he just does that one thing, basically hit the heck out of a baseball, should he go to the Hall of Fame? Does this secure a place for him in the Hall of Fame, in your view?
Well, I think, you know, in New England and certainly within 495, people are going to say David Ortiz is a Hall of Famer, whether he ever makes the Hall of Fame or not. Outside New England, outside 495, by just about any statistical measure, he's a tweener. He's almost there, but not quite. He's, you know, similar to a lot of other players like Carlos Delgado and people like that. You know, personally, my viewpoint, I think he falls a little bit short. It does hurt him, the fact that he played DH so much. The PED shadow that falls over him and just about everybody else of his generation certainly doesn't help. And, you know, for those reasons, and because it's an election and not something that's done, you know, purely by statistics, I think he's going to fall a little bit short.
Glenn Stout, I respect you for expressing what you believe, but I'm sure there are a lot of New England-based Red Sox fans out there that are just screaming at the radio
now. Which is exactly what I said. In New England and inside 495, they'll always consider him a Hall of Famer, whether or not he's elected.
All right. Glenn Stout, editor for SB Nation, the series editor for Best American Sports Writing Collection, talking about David Ortiz's historic 500th home run this weekend. Glenn, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.